This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Jackie Cavanaugh, who is the general manager of the Carlton Place and District Chamber of Commerce. Jackie, welcome back to Lake 88.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much for having me in today.
You're very welcome. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I think the last time we spoke was probably during COVID. And obviously, the chamber was doing as much as they could to help the businesses make it through that time, I guess. But as we've seen, people have sort of pulled out of COVID and the pandemic, even though the pandemic does continue. But things are getting sort of more back to normal. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about how things have been going in Carlton Place.
So we're kind of winding down from summer, although fall in Lanark County is still a great time to see visitors and welcome visitors. Obviously, our natural landscapes, the trails, and nature in a general sense is a big draw for people who don't necessarily live in those surroundings. So I would say summer here and probably throughout Lanark County was fairly robust, although we are seeing many tourism businesses not coming back yet to the 2019. 2019 was kind of a banner year for tourism across Ontario. And I think that businesses are still trying to get back to those numbers that they were seeing then.
What do you see as far as, you know, with this population explosion that we've seen in Carlton Place? That must be having a positive effect.
I would say yes, it is definitely having a positive impact on retail and restaurants and people selling goods in a general sense. The other issue, or one of the bigger issues that, as you probably know, that businesses are facing right now is finding staff, for anywhere from, frontline in a restaurant or a grocery store to obviously doctors, nurses, professionals, accountants, lawyers, that kind of thing. So yeah, the population's growing, we're getting more people, but the businesses are finding it difficult to staff to the levels that they really need to be staffed at. So that's one of the key concerns that we're hearing from business right now, for sure.
And most of those people who are coming to the area, they already have jobs in Ottawa or outside of the community, so they're not necessarily moving there looking for work.
Yeah, that's right. Not necessarily, although... some do. It's probably cheaper. Well, it is cheaper to, work locally than it is to drive into Ottawa, unless you've got a remote job or something. But yeah, it doesn't necessarily bring a staff population, the new people that are coming here. You're right. So that is something that we're looking at through the Immigration Works partnership as well, where, trying to bring new people to the community who maybe want to come here for employment and what that looks like and how we can support them and welcome them as well. So that's kind of something else that we're trying to get more involved in right now also.
So tell me then, what are you doing to help support local businesses these days? I know that you've always got several things on the go.
Two of our key supports is bringing businesses together through networking and helping them make connections to other businesses within the community, grow their client base, and also meet people who can help them be more successful in business. So our networking events have been really popular this year and this summer even. Sometimes there's a bit of a lull in the summer, but we haven't seen that this year. And then the other thing that we're doing that we've always done is our advocacy work through the Ontario Chamber and the Canadian Chamber. So the Canadian Chamber AGM is coming up in just a couple months in Calgary this year. So I won't be attending, unfortunately, but certainly the Canadian Chamber have a lot of important policy resolutions that they're bringing forward. And specifically, the Ontario Caucus is working to make sure that businesses in Ontario can see some positive results from the policy resolutions that get brought forward, and therefore the government policy that we're looking to influence. Certainly more influence with the Ontario Chamber, and their AGM was earlier in the spring, but always looking to chat with employers about what keeps them up at night, what their key concerns are, and how we can bring that forward in a policy way to the Ontario Chamber, and then therefore to the Ontario government. So like I said, you know, labor issues, employment issues, attraction issues of workers, that kind of thing, is really top of mind, as well as broadband, as always. Broadband's a really a key issue for our businesses, because they need to have that connectivity to excel and do well in business.
Those gatherings must be a great forum to exchange ideas too, and to really learn best practices that are in place in other chambers and other areas that may be similar to your own community.
Yeah, certainly the chamber network, caring is sharing is caring. I'm not sure how to put it, but I mean, all of the executives that I've met in the Ontario Chamber Network across the province, super helpful in terms of giving ideas, sharing best practices, and you know, also from that, businesses themselves that come to our events. It's a great way, if you're having an issue with something, to talk to some other business owners about how they've, you know, managed similar problems or overcome similar challenges. And trying to kind of work it out through brainstorming and, you know, just best practice ideas, for sure, can save a whole lot of time.
Before we get into the golf tournament, which is coming up, maybe you could tell us a little bit about other things that you really want the people of Carleton Place and surrounding area to know, how you're working to improve the business scene in that town.
Yeah, well, I think that just helping businesses become stronger and more successful obviously plays a big role in our community growth as well. So, you know, we try to connect with businesses more one-on-one in terms of, you know, what could be helpful to them. So that goes from anything from, you know, grant opportunities, which unfortunately right now are a little bit far and few between, but the one grant that is out there for businesses that we're really promoting is the Canada Digital Adoption Grant, which is a grant to allow businesses to build a digital adoption plan and try to recognize efficiencies through the adoption of digital technologies, whether that's, you know, getting an online website, or you know, bringing in a CRM, moving into different QuickBooks programs, ways to kind of make their business operate in a more efficient way. So they would work one-on-one with a consultant, and that's a $15,000 grant that to kind of create that plan using a digital consultant. And then there's also bigger grants available for bigger scale businesses, actually right up to $500,000 if they qualify, and obviously that's for the bigger scale businesses, but that's certainly something that we are encouraging people to take advantage of right now. And then there is one tourism grant that's currently open for tourism businesses, but we're hoping that in the spring there might be some more grants available. So that's one thing that we really try to work one-on-one with businesses for. And then also, you know, addressing individual concerns of business right now. We have quite a few businesses in the community that are looking to connect to more reliable and stronger internet services. So things like that, where we try to advocate on their behalf, make some phone calls, try to move the ball forward in a tangible way for business. So that's really where we sit right now. And then you know, the networking is really important for business. And, you know, we can't stress that enough, that, you know, getting out, meeting other business owners in the community is super important for success.
Well, there's a great way to do that coming up, and that would be with your annual Chamber Golf Classic, which is coming up. Friday, September 15th. And are you fully booked for that, or is there still room in it, Jackie?
We are actually at capacity, but you're right. It's a great tournament to get out. We've got quite a few new businesses involved this year, and for businesses to chat with one another in a more casual setting. It's a great golf course. We're at the Mississippi Golf Club, and hoping for great weather, fingers crossed. And it's one of the annual events that we really look forward to every year.
No doubt about it. And it's a full day of activity. I have taken part in the past. Lake 88 had a team in it a few years. And it's one of the premier golf tournaments, I got to tell you, in the area. You guys do a fantastic job with it.
Oh, thank you. One of our other events that's actually coming up in October, and also it's a celebration during Small Business Week, which is the third week of October, and a lot of other chambers around here also celebrate at that same time within Lanark County, and that's our Business Awards of Excellence. So I actually will be sending you a press release later today. Our nominations have closed, and we've got 23 great local businesses that have been nominated for different awards, and our celebration event is taking place October 19th at Stonefields, which is going to be a great venue for that. And that's our way, actually, one more thing we do for business is showcase and celebrate business success within our community and within our region. And we think that that's really important to acknowledge, you know, what businesses do in our community. As you know, businesses sponsor events, you know, donate prizes. They're always there to support the community that that supports them. So this is our opportunity to kind of acknowledge that and showcase those successes.
Yeah, and we'll certainly share those winners on the air when it comes up. I always am impressed by the number of nominees that you get, because it just shows how the community does support these businesses.
Yeah, it's a really special event for sure, and yeah, going to be even more special and fun this year. We try to make it a little bit different, change it up every year, but again, we're really excited about that event too.
Fantastic. Well, Jackie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and to let our listeners know what is going on with the Carleton Place and District Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, thanks so much again for having me, and looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Our guest today is the General Manager of the Carleton Place and District Chamber of Commerce, Jackie Cavanaugh. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.